Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman. Daily Planet's Tuesday, 1 October 2024, Sun in Virgo, ruled by Mercury. Planets are saying action is still preferable to in. And we have assorted lunars. And just like the song goes, you gotta know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run. And this week's planets want to help you figure out the best way to deal with your particular situation, whether it's an alternative approach to a medical issue, a postponement of your relocation, a revision of your budget, etc. Also, certain people, which is to say the ones getting your goat, elevating your ire, interfering with the even tenor of your ways, aren't necessarily open to your interpretation of events or suggestions for resolving a situation, and could treat your sensible recommendations like the ramblings of a befuddled toddler. And while you may wish to demonstrate that you don't appreciate having your good info ignored or dismissed, try to refrain. Meanwhile, mentally organize yourself and your thoughts. After everything you have been through this summer, fits, starts, postponements, changes, rearrangements, relocations, you are probably more than ready to just say yes and then actually start the project, enterprise, or endeavor without watching it turn into a hydra-like venture that keeps growing more heads or complications every time you lop one off. Signs chiefly affected: Virgo, Libra, Pisces, Cancer, and if you were born on this day, even though you like a certain amount of stability in your life and routine, and who doesn't or who wouldn't, consider offers or propositions that you'd otherwise disregard because they could affect existing setups and arrangements. This year, the more willing you are to modify the status quo, the happier you will be, and this is yet another one of those which came first, the chicken or the egg deals.
Okay, tomorrow, Daily Planets.
The Daily Planets, written by Jill Goodman. Produced at the facilities of WHDD FM 91.9, RobinHoodRadio.com, Sharon, Connecticut.